Let's talk music now with Paul Gough, because that's always a nice thing to do on a Friday morning. Paul, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
Paul, this is a huge weekend for music festivals, and they don't get any huger than what's going on in Adelaide this weekend.
That's right. Worm Adelaide kicks off this weekend, and that'll be 4 days of incredible music. There's such a diverse roster too. Of course, world music means so much more than just, music that is specifically sounding of a certain location, because what you've got artists like Sinead O'Connor appearing as well. You've got some wonderful cross genre occurrences. You've got Nana Cherry teaming up with a young electronic band called Rocket Number 9. So this is certainly, there's something really for everyone at a festival like this. Lake Street Dive are another pick of mine, who played on the Inside Sleeve just the other day. They were our album of the week on Breakfast about a year or so ago. They've come here and they're touring right around. I guess the other thing that's interesting, because there are so many festivals happening, there's also the Port Fairy Folk Music Festival.
Well, that's another big one for so many people. They love the Port Fairy Folk Festival.
Exactly. They're in their 39th year. And a lot of these artists, I don't know how they have the stamina, because a lot of them appear at the same festival. So if you're thinking to yourself, I'm not in Adelaide, I'm going to miss that. Well, if you're in Port Fairy, you're going to see a lot of the same acts. The same happens with a little festival that I'm really excited about called Panama. Now, this takes place in Tasmania in the Lone Star Valley. It's only its second year, and they can only house 1,000 people, because it's sort of an on-site camping experience. They've already sold out, but they have some of these big artists as well. Sharon Van Etten is playing Bombino, the wonderful desert blues rock from Africa.
And what's the sort of theme for Panama?
Well, Panama really has, a very expansive theme. You could almost call them a world experience, because they've got, as I said, the African rock outfit Bombino. You've got Courtney Barnett, so you've got that sort of more of an indie line. You've got the Cactus Channel, which are fantastic brass soul. So there's something, once again, for everyone at that. And as I said, that's a small festival which will grow, I think, over time. And as I was sitting here talking to you, I remembered that Golden Plains is on at Meredith in Victoria, and they too have some really big acts. First Aid Kit from Sweden, who are also playing at WOM Adelaide. Nana Cherry doubles up there as well. So if you're a music fan, these are great festivals. I guess the thing is, unless you're in those areas, you're going to have to plan ahead perhaps. But it's exciting times for music in Australia.
It sure is. I mean, I think we've featured First Aid Kit here on the program. They were fantastic. Well, what have you got for us today, Paul? I know you've selected a track.
Okay, what I've done is, there is a wonderful compilation that comes out every year to celebrate WOMAD, and this year's one is no different. And also, I must tell you that if you're a fan of WOMAD, you can't be there. The music show tomorrow from 10 will be live at the festival with some incredible acts. There's a Korean trio called Jambonai who play punk music on traditional Korean instruments, and the Malawi Mouse Boys as well. But the track I've chosen from this compilation is a 24-legged beast, they call themselves, from the Balkan states. They play brass music. They're teamed up with a guitarist. They're called Fanfare Ciocalia. This track from them is called C'est la vie.
I feel like I should go, olé, Fanfare Chocalia with Adrian Russo. That's a track from the WOMAdelaide compilation, and WOMAdelaide kicks off this weekend in Adelaide, of course. That track was C'est la vie. Paul Gough will be featuring highlights from that compilation album on the Inside Sleeve all next week. Of course, you can catch it from 3 p.m. weekdays here on RN. And the music show, importantly, tomorrow morning, live from WOMAdelaide at 10 a.m. So tune in for that.